Okay, this is side two. Let's see. Tuesday, I told you we went to Anke. We got to Quinyon on Tuesday night. We didn't do a great deal. We had dinner. Jane, Beth, Charmaine, and myself. But on Wednesday, Duchess, the wedding wasn't until 7:30 in the evening. And we didn't have to catch up. Let's see. We didn't have to be there. We weren't on the post that the wedding was on. We stayed there the second night. The first night we stayed in Quinyon, but about 30-minute ride from the post where Debbie is working. And so we got to go swimming. And we were on the beach for several hours that day. Phil Boys was with us, too. Some of the girls got up there on their own, you know, and we met them up there. So several of us went swimming Wednesday. It was very nice. Just, as I said, beautiful beach. And, of course, certain parts of the beach area are restricted. Most of them are off limits. But there are, usually there's one area that's kept for a military American type thing. Anyhow, it was very nice. And then Wednesday night was the wedding. And then Wednesday night we stayed on post. We couldn't get back. So that we had to put us up on post. That's very, very exciting. But in the morning, Thursday, we went back to our hotel. It's not really a hotel, but our rooms. And we still had a couple of hours to kill before catching a plane at 12:30. Jane and Beth were very busy. They were going checking on service, on trying to get buildings for service clubs at Da Nang. So they didn't come swimming with us, and we couldn't get more than two seats, so we were very happy. Charmaine and I got to goof off for a few hours. Then on Thursday, we had a couple more hours waiting to come back from this wedding. So we went to the beach again, and as I said, we met some more of the girls. And it worked out very nice. I got a real nice tan, Duchess, and I thoroughly enjoy the water, the sun. And then the plane was, there was one plane had a blowout on the runway, so we couldn't take off, so we were delayed about an hour or so. And we got back on Thursday about 3:30, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So we had a few goof-off hours on Wednesday and a few on Thursday, and it was very nice. It broke up the week for us. It did for me, anyway. And let's see, we had a new girl came in on Wednesday while we were all attending the opening and the wedding. And her name Her name is Debbie, too. That's right. Her name is Deborah Green from North Carolina. And so on Friday, Deborah Green, the girls picked her up at USAHAC Service Club. They're out at Tonsonute. They picked her up, sent her up to us yesterday, and I had her all day yesterday giving her orientation. And nobody's got a bigger mouth or can talk faster than I can, so I get stuck with a lot of the orientation, telling them everything about their jobs, you know, in general. Just giving them a brief idea of what they're here about and what they're supposed to do and so on and so forth, the conduct they're supposed to keep or maintain. Jeez, you talk, it's like talking to the wall with some of them. Anyway, she seems very, very nice. She's 21. A little bit heavy, but very, very pleasant. And I had her all day today. Well, I only worked until 12:30, but I had her up until 12:30. And we finally got her assigned to Coochie, and we shipped her out this afternoon. So, I took care of Friday. And then, as I said, last night also was that little going away for our co-workers down the hall. Meanwhile, my friend Bill Hawk has called a couple times this week. I've been away a lot. The last, you know, it comes in spurts, Duchess. I don't go any place for weeks. And then all of a sudden, the last, oh, I guess what, 2 weeks, I've been gone most of the 2 weeks. I've been gone 2-3 days. I come back again for a day or two, and I'm off again. So I haven't had a chance to see too many of my regular friends. I did have a drink this afternoon with Bill Van Anten. He's my neighbor two doors down. I saw him while he was home for lunch. And he gave me some things. Bill Hawk, my friend Hawk, is down in Saigon, as you know. And he called me several times this week. He He wants him to come down tomorrow and visit for the day. Tomorrow is Sunday. He's going to send his sedan up for me. I get the big treatment, right? And I said, Bill, send it about 10 in the morning. You know, I figured I could sleep late. Once a week I could sleep late. No, he's sending it at 8:30. He doesn't want to wait to 10. So I'll get up tomorrow and pack again, because I don't think I'll try to come back tomorrow night. I think I'll stay with Charmaine. Charmaine is coming up about 7:30 Monday morning, so I'll try and catch a flight with her. It's easier to get out in the morning. So I hope this works out. I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, I plan on coming back Monday night. Now, I may get back tomorrow night if I can get something up here, a flight. Sunday is not easy to get out, particularly in the evening. And particularly in Saigon, they've had these curfews on and off in Saigon. And so sometimes it's very hard to get out through the city streets to the airport. Anyway, I would like very much to see where Bill works and to see where he lives. He's supposed to have a very nice two-man mess, they call it. I think I told you about this. And so tomorrow will be filled, the whole morning, noon, and night. And I guess we'll go to dinner. I don't know. I haven't the vaguest idea what I should wear. He doesn't tell me anything, you know. So that's tomorrow, and then right back into the work week. I started to tell you, Bill Van Etten gave me a few things I have to bring down to Bill. One thing, Duchess, is a beautiful carving. You know the American Eagle? Now, this came, I don't know if Bill ordered it or what, but it came from the Philippines, and it's gorgeous, Duchess. It must be a good 4 feet long, maybe a little more than that, and it's all hand-carved. I don't know what kind of wood it is. Bill didn't know either. Anyway, it belongs to my friend Hawk, and so I'm going to bring it to him tomorrow when the car gets here. And I have a few other things, a gun holster he wanted. Bill Van Etten, they're both Bill. Van Etten got all these things for him, and so I have to bring those down. And it's just lovely. And this Eagle, Duchess, cost only $10. And Van Etten would said that they go for about $75 in the States. So it's quite a buy. Oh, and I should tell you, I don't know if I mentioned it to you. When did Bill come up, Hawk? He was up here one night. He brought me, I told you he brought me a little Buddha. It was an ivory Buddha, I think, in Bangkok. And he left it there. He left it on the bed. He wrote a letter to see if they had found it, but I don't know if he'll ever find it again. Anyway, so when he came up, he felt badly because he lost the Buddha he bought me. But, he bought up beggar's beads, you know, the ones I brought home. This is a white one, and it was very nice. And I really didn't want to take it because, you know, I didn't think he had to give me something, but he felt real bad. He wanted to bring me something back because I had brought him back a couple of small things from Taipei, right? And so anyway, I took the beads. He insisted, so I thought that was kind of nice. Because I have several pair home, I think. I don't know whether I gave them all away or if I had any. I couldn't remember. What else? Let's see. Oh, yesterday I managed to get a footlocker from the billeting office. The maid has given me more problems in the last 2 weeks, Duchess. I could just shake this woman, really. You know, I don't let her eat in my room. And I always walk in here, and when she doesn't expect me, you know, every once in a while I try to stop in my room. And here she is the other day, last week, sitting with, I only have one bowl and one spoon, and she's eating, I don't know what it was, rice or something out of this bowl, and I could have just clouted her because I don't want her touching my utensils, such as they are. I don't want her putting food in my refrigerator. I have a refrigerator. I have hardly anything in it, but still, because the food she puts it in, I don't know where it comes from, and these people are infested with diseases, and it's, you know, like, they're not the cleanest, they're not dirty people, I don't mean that, but their habits, they think nothing of borrowing. Like, I'm sure this woman was using my comb and my brush, and Van Etten kids me, you know, because he says, oh, she's probably using your toothbrush too. And of course, she's the same maid for him and me and Tom Quinn moved into Hawk's room. And they're both IGs. Tom's IG, too. He's a full colonel. Anyway, The point is that I can't get her to understand that she's not to use my personal things. And so I get very angry with her because she knows, she understands enough, Duchess, and I tell her no food in the refrigerator. She puts all this smelly stuff in my refrigerator, and some of it I'm sure is not clean. And so anyway, she continuously breaks my rules, and she keeps food. Every once in a while I find food in a paper bag or a rice or something, you know, and this is what attracts bugs. And I haven't really got a lot of bugs, but I wouldn't have any or fewer if this woman wouldn't keep all these things around. So I got this box, this wooden footlocker, and I got it yesterday, and I have a lock with a key, and I asked Bill to help me nail it to the wall, and he said he'll take care of it. I mean, the least he can do is help me, because I told him that I'm going to get all this stuff out of here. She's got all the junk. She's got a broom. She's got a box with some pots in it. And she's got all the soap powder and the starch and the shoe polish and everything in my room. And she doesn't use any starch on my uniform. She uses all this stuff for their uniforms, for Tom and Bill. She only has three people. But I have all the junk in my room. They have nothing in their rooms because they don't want it. I don't want it either. And I've let it go by because I was trying to do them a favor. But now she's got too much junk. There's only one small room, Duchess, and there's not enough for my own stuff. So anyhow, I figured I'd put all the stuff in the box, nail the box to the building, and she can keep the lock and keep the key. And she can keep all her stuff in the box outside. So I told Bill if I got the box and the lock and everything, he said he'd help me put it up. So he's going to do it tomorrow, he said, for sure. So this will be great. Monday she can put everything in there. I already gave her the key. She thinks this is great. She keeps saying, number one, this number one, Mama-san's box. I said, yeah, Mama-san's, everything for Mama-san. You put all your junk in it, you know. She's a riot. She's the funniest thing. To look at her, you would die laughing. All her teeth, Duchess, are jet black. Jet black. It's lychee nut that turns them black. And she's funny. Now, the other day, in my shower, several things have happened in the last week. My shower didn't drain so well. And so I did a little probing with this long pipe, and I pulled up yards and yards of this long black hair. Now, that's her hair, Duchess. She's taking a shower in my shower. I don't want her to do that, because I think she uses everything in the bathroom, you know. I'll give her things for herself. She's always asking for things. She asks for cigarettes. She asks for vitamin pills. She's really a riot. But the whole drainage is clogged up. It doesn't have one of the filter things on it. And so I told her not to take a shower in there. They never eat inside. They always sleep outside and eat outside. You always see them all over the place. All of a sudden, she's got to have all the comforts of home. And she doesn't know how to use them. Last week, my sink was leaking, the plumbing. The whole place was flooded when I came home, and she was sitting looking at it. She's just sitting on the floor watching all the water running all over the place. I mean, it ran right into the next apartment, Duchess, you know? And I could have shook her that day. I was so angry with her. There's a bucket. There's a waste paper bucket, you know? And I put it under the drippy faucet, and she can't understand to leave it under there. She's so dumb. And all the soap boxes and all, she's got on the floor in the bathroom. And they're all wet, you know, so I try to show her to wipe the water up and get the boxes out of the way because they're getting all wet, and she knocks over the soap. So I not only have water all over, I have soap but bubbles and suds and everything, and this woman just about drives me crazy, you know. I come home and she irons, Duchess. You know, I have a little mat. It's about 5 feet or so. It's a plastic mat, floor mat. Well, she irons on it. She irons your uniforms, my uniforms, the men's uniforms, you know. She's got about 8 holes burned in it. It's plastic. It won't hold an iron. She can't get it through her head. So I told her I'd buy her an ironing board. She doesn't know how to use an ironing board. She doesn't want an ironing board. She don't want, she tell me. So she has to iron on the floor. Meanwhile, she burned my tile. My new tile, I mean, you know, it's all marked up already. She's funny. I don't know what to do with her. So she's the best. I mean, they come worse than her. And so there we are, and that's the maid. Anyway, I'm trying to solve it little by little, you know. This is running out, Duchess, and I just know that I'm very well. I really feel fine. Had an exceptionally good week. Tomorrow should be very pleasant, and I have an extra good tan on me. Well, at least I'm brown for a little while. A couple of days will do it, boy. It doesn't take much. and everything's just real fine, A-okay. I hope everything is well with you. I keep thinking the flowers should be budding and all that good stuff, right? Keep me posted. Have a good summer. You're only getting the warm weather now. We have had nothing but since the day I arrived in Vietnam, outside of rain. Bye-bye.